From New Zealand's leading independent weather service, Phil Duncan from weatherwatch.co.nz has reliably presented timely and accurate outlooks for New Zealand and Australia to talk about on today. Phil Duncan, kia ora and hello and good morning.
Hello, hello. Yes, good to be back with you again. And the reason why we focus on Australia when we're in New Zealand is because that's where our weather comes from. Our weather comes from Queensland and New South Wales and Victoria, and sometimes even Western Australia, just like you guys.
So we've had some fairly good weather recently, quite warm days, up to 27 the other day, a couple of them. Are we going to expect more of the same, or are we going to have some big changes, small changes? What are we looking for in September this year?
So at this stage, there's no big dramatic change in the weather pattern. You know, obviously, the Mother Nature doesn't care if it's the end of a month and the start of a new one. So the weather is not actually shifting too much up in the Queensland area. It is in some other areas, but not so much in Queensland. So what we're seeing is a lot of high pressure still coming through, anticyclones, bringing predominantly dry weather. The placement of them means that for southeast Queensland, the winds are going to be light at times, but we also do see in the mix there still plenty of offshore winds. So whether they're southeasterlies or easterlies, they'll be coming from off the sea for a number of the days ahead. In the mix, though, we do see further lows to the south, which means we're going to be seeing waves of showers developing as we go through into September coming from the west. And so that sort of sparks maybe the beginning of some thunderstorms and a bit of a feeling that the season is changing out of the dry season and towards the wet one.
Rightio. And so could some of these storms be severe, or are we not expecting anything too severe in the mix as far as thunderstorms are concerned?
As far as general weather is concerned, there's not much in the way of severe weather, like, you know, big low pressure systems or major gale force winds. But what we do see developing as we go into the month are more thunderstorms developing, but you can't really see this far out if they'll be severe or not. But I'd say the chance of that happening inland is highly likely, but we're talking about places like Charleville and Mount Isa, but around Brisbane, southeast Queensland, on the coast where you are, at this stage, not seeing too much in the way of severe weather, but the chance of thunderstorms, the chance of that developing further so as we go into the month. As the temperatures start to go up further and low pressure may start to come back into the mix, I think that's where things might get more interesting, perhaps later into the month of September and going in towards October.
And that'll be an interesting month. We'll have to have a look at that. Of course we will. We're on every month. Now, how's our Indian Ocean dipole? And the La Nina, El Nino, whatever it's happening, or where is it trending towards? Perhaps you can let us know.
So over the Indian Ocean, we're still in a neutral phase where we've been for several months now. So there's no big dramatic change happening over on the western side of the country. And on the eastern side, when it comes to ENSO, that's the El Nino, La Nina setup, also that is a neutral. However, there are also some models suggesting that as we go in towards spring, borderline La Nina conditions may form. So that's part of the reason why we're seeing easterlies and showers coming in here and there. But there's also a change that in the Indian Ocean, they might be going to negative as we go through into the next couple of months. So what we're seeing is neutral on both sides of Australia, but as we go through spring, perhaps a hint that more rainmakers are going to develop on both sides of the country, not just the eastern side or the western side, but both sides might start to close in a wee bit as far as low pressure and rainmakers are concerned. Nothing big on the horizon yet, but that's what we might be leaning towards. When you look at the scales, slightly leaning towards some wetter weather developing, not just because of the season changing, but because also atmospheric and ocean conditions are leading that.
Well, I'm going to breathe a sigh of relief. More of the same, great weather, which we love here in Queensland, and we appreciate you to let us know a bit of a sneak peek into what the next month, September, this month, is going to be like. So thank you, as always, Phil Duncan. Kia ora to you, and have a great week and have a great month. We appreciate you.
Thank you, mate. You too, mate. Thank you very much.
This is Moreton Bay's Home of Classic Hits, 101.5. Check out the podcast at 101.5fm.com.au.